Let's continue in our talks from Numbers by reading Numbers chapter 18. In this chapter, we have the awesome responsibilities of the priests and the Levites emphasized, as well as the support of the priests and the Levites. Let's begin by reading verses 1 through 7. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You and your sons and your father's house with you shall bear the iniquity related to the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you shall bear the iniquity associated with your priesthood. Also bring with you your brethren of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of your father, that they may be joined with you and serve you while you and your sons are with you before the tabernacle of witness. They shall attend to your needs and all the needs of the tabernacle, but they shall not come near the articles of the sanctuary and the altar, lest they die, they and you also. They shall be joined with you and attend to the needs of the tabernacle of meeting, for all the work of the tabernacle, but an outsider shall not come near you. And you shall attend to the duties of the sanctuary and the duties of the altar, that there may be no more wrath on the children of Israel. Behold, I myself have taken your brethren, the Levites, from among the children of Israel. They are a gift to you, given by the Lord, to do the work of the tabernacle of meeting. Therefore, you and your sons with you shall attend to your priesthood for everything at the altar and behind the veil, and you shall serve. I give your priesthood to you as a gift for service, but the outsider who comes near shall be put to death." Let's begin our study of this chapter by considering some background notes. In Numbers chapter 17, God confirmed in no uncertain terms that Aaron was the high priest, and all priests in Israel were to come from Aaron's line. The children of Israel realized that all of them had questioned God's ways and had not shown respect and reverence unto the Lord, and therefore their lives were in danger. So it was at this point that God responded to the frightened cries of the people by speaking directly to Aaron and emphasizing that he, as the high priest, and his sons as priests, and the rest of the Levites, had the awesome responsibility of protecting the tabernacle and the holy things from defilement. Now notice verse 5 once again. "And you shall attend to the duties of the sanctuary and the duties of the altar, that there may be no more wrath on the children of Israel." So this was God's gracious response to the frightened people. They would be protected from God's wrath by the buffer of the priests, who would make sure that the furnishings of the holy place and the holy of holies of God's dwelling place in the midst of his people were not profaned. So we see the awesome responsibility of the priests and Levites to make sure that the holy things of God were protected and reverenced. What a lesson for us. We have a responsibility as God's priests and servants today to protect the sacred and to promote reverence for God and to honor the Lord. How important for mature believers to do this as models for the younger generation of believers. Let's move now to our doctrinal or teaching points for this chapter, Numbers 18. Doctrinal point number 1, God provides for the needs of his priests. God provides for the needs of his priests. Verses 8 through 20. "And the Lord spoke to Aaron, 'Here, I myself have also given you charge of my heave offerings, all the holy gifts of the children of Israel. I have given them as a portion to you and your sons as an ordinance forever. This shall be yours of the most holy things reserved from the fire, every offering of theirs, every grain offering, and every sin offering, and every trespass offering which they render to me shall be most holy for you and your sons. In a most holy place you shall eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy to you. This also is yours, the heave offering of their gift, with all the wave offerings of the children of Israel. I have given them to you and your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. Everyone who is clean in your house may eat it. All the best of the oil, all the best of the new wine and the grain, their first fruits, which they offer to the Lord, I have given them to you. Whatever first ripe fruit is in their land, which they bring to the Lord, shall be yours. Everyone who is clean in your house may eat it. Every devoted thing in Israel shall be yours. Everything that first opens the womb of all flesh, which they bring to the Lord, whether man or beast, shall be yours. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man you shall surely redeem, and the firstborn of unclean animals you shall redeem. And those redeemed of the devoted things you shall redeem when 1 month old, according to your valuation, for 5 shekels of silver, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstborn of a cow, the firstborn of a sheep, or the firstborn of a goat you shall not redeem. They are holy. You shall sprinkle their blood on the altar and burn their fat as an offering made by fire for a sweet aroma to the Lord. And their flesh shall be yours, just as the wave breast and the right thigh are yours. All the heave offerings of the holy things, which the children of Israel offer to the Lord, I have given to you and your sons and daughters with you as an ordinance forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord with you and your descendants with you. Then the Lord said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land, nor shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel. Now, although the priests were not property owners, God provided for all their needs. We see in these verses that all the offerings and portions of offerings that were not consumed by fire on the altar were given to the priests. Even wave offerings, by the way, were so called because of the gesture of literally lifting them up and presenting them to the Lord. The offerings of the first fruits were also given to the priests for food. Besides these offerings, the priests were entitled to the items called devoted things that people gave to the Lord's work. A person could give a wagon or a plow to the Lord, for example, just as people give various items to the Lord's work today. The priests also received the money from any item that was redeemed. Read Leviticus chapter 27 in this connection. If you gave your cart to the Lord, for example, you could keep the cart and use it as long as you redeemed it by giving the market value plus 20% in money to the work of the Lord. Again, read Leviticus chapter 27 in this connection. We see in verse 15 that all the firstborn, whether people or animals, belonged to the Lord and were also given to the priests. Firstborn clean animals were sacrificed to the Lord, but firstborn people and firstborn unclean animals were redeemed, and the money was given to the priests. So you see, the priests and their families were well taken care of. This arrangement was considered a covenant of salt, verse 19. That is, it was not to be changed. God provides for the needs of his priests, then and today. Now, who are God's priests today? Some special class or caste called clergy? No. All believers are God's priests today. 1 Peter 2:5 says that all believers are a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Now, our most important needs as priests are our spiritual needs, right? All our spiritual needs are met in Christ. This is certainly emphasized here in the spiritual picture that emerges in Numbers chapter 18. The priests found their needs met in the offerings brought to the Lord. Remember, all of these offerings and gifts in some way picture Christ. Do you see the spiritual lesson? All our spiritual needs are met in Christ. God provides for the needs of his priests. Doctrine point number 2. God provides for the needs of his servants. God provides for the needs of his servants. Verses 21 through 32. Behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tithes in Israel as an inheritance in return for the work which they perform, the work of the tabernacle of meeting. Hereafter, the children of Israel shall not come near the tabernacle of meeting, lest they bear sin and die. But the Levites shall perform the work of the tabernacle of meeting, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations, that among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. For the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer up as a heave offering to the Lord, I have given to the Levites as an inheritance. Therefore I have said to them, among the children of Israel they shall have no inheritance. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak thus to the Levites and say to them, when you take from the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them as your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it to the Lord, a tenth of the tithe. And your heave offering shall be reckoned to you as though it were the grain of the threshing floor and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus you shall also offer a heave offering to the Lord from all your tithes which you receive from the children of Israel. And you shall give the Lord's heave offering from it to Aaron the priest. Of all your gifts, you shall offer up every heave offering due to the Lord from all the best of them, the consecrated part of them. Therefore you shall say to them, when you have lifted up the best of it, then the rest shall be accounted to the Levites as the produce of the threshing floor and as the produce of the winepress. You may eat it in any place, you and your households, for it is your reward or compensation or wages for your work in the tabernacle of meeting, and you shall bear no sin because of it when you have lifted up the best of it, but you shall not profane the holy gifts of the children of Israel, lest you die. Now we've seen that God provided for the needs of the priests with the offerings. What about the rest of the Levites? The rest of the Levites were provided for with the tithes of the people. Under the law, the children of Israel were obligated to tithe from all their income, not just their net income, but their gross income. These tithes were used to provide for the needs of the Lord's servants, the Levites. God takes care of the needs of his servants today. How? In many different ways. But a primary way is through the tithes and gifts of the Lord's people. Galatians 6 and verse 6 says, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. God provides for the needs of his servants. What about practical application from Numbers chapter 18? Practical application number one. Don't forget the tithe of the tithe. Don't forget the tithe of the tithe. Verse 26. Speak thus to the Levites and say to them, when you take from the children of Israel the tithes which I have given you from them as your inheritance, then you shall offer up a heave offering of it to the Lord, a tenth of the tithe, or a tithe of the tithe. Even though the Levites were in full-time ministry, they still were required to tithe from their income, a tithe of the tithes. You know, the same is true today. The fact that some folks are full-time servants of the Lord and are being supported by the Lord's people does not relieve them from the obligation of giving their portion of money to the Lord's work. So any of you here who are receiving income for your Christian service, don't forget the tithe of the tithe. Practical application number two. Use all your money for the glory of God. Use all your money for the glory of God. Verse 32. And you shall bear no sin because of it, when you have lifted up the best of it, but you shall not profane the holy gifts of the children of Israel, lest you die. The point here is that after the Levites had given the tithe of the tithes to the Lord, they could use the rest of the tithes, whether grain or animals or money, for themselves. It was not a sin to use these gifts for themselves in whatever way they chose. It was their reward or wages or compensation. However, in using these gifts for themselves, they were not to profane them. All should be used for the glory of God. The same is true today. After tithing and giving the Lord his portion, we can use our money however we choose, but not to buy videos that are immoral or go places where the name of the Lord is profaned. Use all your money for the glory of God.